This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey everyone, welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. You will not believe what we have today. You love your pets, right? But what happens, you know, when you're not with them or when they're gone? I have the coolest product to tell you all about, and these guests created something amazing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Stephanie Ford and Dave Latora. They are co-founders of DNA is Love. Welcome, Stephanie and Dave.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
I'm so excited to have you both on. So I mentioned DNA is Love, and I'm sure some of the people listening are going, what in the world? DNA is Love. We know what DNA is, but can you talk about what DNA is Love is and how it started?
Well, we started the company, Dave and I did. He has had this idea forever, and Dave's background is in the DNA sciences, and he has a passion for it. And so I come from the hospice and caregiving background. And so when we were talking about bringing something together that could include connection and stories, Dave brought up this idea of putting DNA into keepsakes. And I just thought it was brilliant because it really brought in the science and the heart of bringing people and pets together in a way that's kind of unique and novel. And so that's kind of how it started for us. And we came up with DNA is Love and have been working for a couple of years on it.
Dave, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, like Stephanie mentioned, I've had this dream for a couple of decades now, even back into the 90s, I did research on genetic research, identifying families and family members, and also extended out to pets and different animal species. So I've kind of had this idea. It's kind of been on the back burner for such a long time. And then Stephanie and I met and started talking about the business prospects for this. And she really brought the purpose and the meaning behind this. It is that connection, hanging on to someone, hanging on to the memories of someone. You know, whether they're with you now or, you know, once they pass away, something tangible that just means so much to people. So that's where we started. And we've been working really hard to bring this to life.
Well, I think it's a really cool idea. There's a lot of out of the box, I guess, products is too, I don't really want to say products, but a lot of out of the box ideas for what to do or how to keep your loved ones close. And, you know, we're about cats, so we're talking about cats. So how to keep your cats close. And, you know, some things make sense and some things just seem a little bizarre. Most of us end up cremating our cats. And I've seen little things that people carry their ashes around. That's a little strange. And I'm okay with way out of the box things, but that's a little bit, you know, kind of unusual. So Stephanie and Dave, what can it mean to people to be able to have their pet's DNA with them?
We started, our first sample was done for my cat, Yeti, who I've had for 12 years and who is my absolute life. And there is something tangible about having a living part of him with me. So he's still here with me, and I also can carry him with me when I'm out and about. And to see it go through the process was such a neat experience, honestly, of, you know, extracting, you know, doing his little cheek cell and then watching it go through the whole process and then having Dave confirm it by PCR, which gave the confirmation that we got his DNA and that it's his little blueprint in this world, and it's just one of a kind. And so to have a tangible keepsake of that has been really meaningful for me. And that's our hope, is that we can offer this for people as a living reminder, maybe, of their cat, their dog, their horse. You know, we've done all of it. And so it's just a neat reminder of them living.
You know what? You said something really great. It's their blueprint. So I think it's even something more special than just ashes or a lock of their hair or fur. I don't know what else you could take off of them, a nail. I don't know. But a DNA is your blueprint. So let's talk about how it works. How do you go about collecting the DNA? So we did it for Molly, our cat, and she's not easy.
I know.
I thought, how am I going to do this? I don't know. But go ahead and she chewed on the stick. It was easy. You got like 270, what were they, nanograms in my thumb, right? And they only need like two. So you had a whole bunch. But can you explain how that process works?
Absolutely, Michelle. Yeah, you did great, by the way, with Molly sampling. So it's really very straightforward and easy. It's really quick, too. So basically, we send you a cheek swab. You go ahead and just swab the inside of the person or pet's cheek for about 30 seconds to a minute. And there's enough cells. Where we're actually getting the DNA from is the cells that are sloughed off or extra that you actually rub off from the cheek cells. Then we get those cells back to the lab. And then in the lab here, I go ahead and extract the DNA out of those cells. So we break the cells open. We separate all the components out. But we hone in on the DNA. And we have a process. And I could talk more about the process and things. But we basically can isolate the DNA away from everything else in the cell. We wash the extra remnants away. Then we get through the end of that process. And then we actually confirm, like Stephanie said, we actually check to make sure that every sample worked. Like say Molly didn't let you get a good sample collection, we would know that. So we would go ahead and ask you to take another sample. So we make sure we have Molly's DNA. And then when we're done, Stephanie does the engraving to customize the product, the piece of jewelry or the picture frame, whichever. And then we go ahead and put the DNA into that, seal it up, send it back to you with, you know, in a beautiful package and certificate to confirm all that. And then you've got it for a lifetime.
That's amazing. So tell us, I know you said about the science, but we have a little time. How does the science work for us non-science people?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, DNA is, it really is the genetic blueprint. It's the thing that ties us all in common, all of us. In fact, you know, people are 99.9% have the same DNA, but there is enough difference in each person's DNA to separate them from everyone else. Same thing with cats. Cats have a great similarity between all other cats, but there's some differences that make your particular, you know, pet, special pet unique to you. Actually, there's like a 90% homology between cats and people. So 90% of the DNA that your cat Molly has, you share that in common with her, Michelle. So there's a fun fact right there.
It's pretty cool to know. And I know cats are, house cats share a lot, a high percentage of DNA with tigers.
Exactly. In evolution, they evolved similar to each other and came from kind of the same descendants going back far enough. So the closer you are, the more similarity in the DNA inheritances. It is really the blueprint of life. And it's a living reminder, like we're not doing anything, like we're not giving you enough DNA or something to clone a pet or a cat, but we are giving you enough to have a great special reminder. And DNA is remarkably stable. It will last for really generations. I mean, you've heard stories of, you know, they have DNA from ancient peoples and mummies and samples, you know, from dinosaurs and things even from way back. So DNA is incredibly stable, especially what we're doing with it. We're preserving it in pristine shape. So basically your cat's DNA is going to outlast all of us.
That's incredible. That's incredible. We're going to take a short break and we're going to talk more about this. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Michelle Byrne here. Are you looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, Prosper Canine can help bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly.
At Prosper Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, which helps you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, and number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Stephanie and Dave, co-founders of DNA is Love. And we're talking about DNA because that's the basis of what your product is. So how do you actually extract it?
Yeah, so I'll go into a little more detail. We actually, what you do is you do a cell lysis. So you're breaking the cells open, the cell wall, disrupting the cell, and then everything else is then in solution. So there's protein, there's nucleic acid, there's lipids. So we have a very particular process. We actually use a magnetic separation. So we have magnetic beads that are charged and also chemically treated. So they're going to actually grab onto the DNA. We're going to then put that up against a magnet, and that's going to hold tight against the wall of the tube. So we can cling and hang on to the DNA. We get rid of and wash away all the other components that are not pure DNA. We go through that process a couple times in the lab. And then what's left, then we let the DNA off of the magnets, and what's left is very pure DNA left in solution. And then, as Stephanie mentioned early on, we actually have a process called PCR, polymerase chain reaction. Some people might be familiar with that from different testing that was done a lot during the COVID time for testing day. And so we really confirm every sample is there. So it's a pretty elegant, straightforward, simple process. It's a really well-characterized molecular biology technique, and we're using it really effectively. And as Stephanie mentioned, it works in all mammal that we've worked with so far. So we're really thrilled to get quality samples from all types of pets.
I mentioned ashes before. I'm pretty sure you have a different way because you offer keepsakes with DNA and with ashes, cremation ashes. How would you mix? Would you mix the two? Like on your bracelets, put a little bit of ashes and then DNA together, or do they have to be separate?
We're kind of offering all options. Honestly, our DNA is kind of our forte. I mean, that's my experience. I have decades worth of molecular biology experience, a PhD and whatnot. But we realize some people, that's all they do have left from their loved ones. You know, Stephanie's brother had many dogs, and all he has left is some cremation ashes. So the fillable jewelry that we're using for DNA can also be filled with cremation ashes. And then I had this idea about a year ago, I don't know how popular it'll be, but it is an option. People can mix the two together. So say you had cremation ashes from a cat that you've loved for years, and then you want to get a sample from yourself, a living sample, we could actually mix the two together, and we offer that as a product offering as well. So kind of all options in that spectrum is what we're doing.
That's good to hear. And I think what I was talking about before when I said about carrying your ashes, I've seen some things that they were, pardon the word here, but a little bit crude. Like it was basically a glass or plastic type of locket with some ashes inside. So if that works, but moisture can get in there, the ashes can come out. I don't know how great that would be. I mean, that's not that viable, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And so it's just another option, if you will, a way of remembering. And so we do offer the cremation ashes because we do understand there's a lot of people that just have that, and it's a way to hold on to. And there's so many beautiful ways to remember our pets and our loved ones. And so this is just one more way to do that. And the beautiful thing about the DNA, though, it adheres basically to the jewelry, and maybe Dave can help me out on this, but it's so stable that it will stay in there forever. And so no matter what happens with your piece of jewelry or whatnot, that DNA will always stay and remain in it.
Okay. Thank you so much for all of this information. I know we talked about this in parts, but let's go about how someone would go about doing it just, you know, from the start. So say I decide, you know, okay, my cat's still with me. I want her DNA. But I'm grateful you do say about that, about ashes, because I have two dogs where I just have ashes now. But for my cat, let's say I'm going to do the DNA. So what is the first step?
So the first step would be to go to our website, and which is dnaislove.com. And basically, you would just go look at the shop page and see, you know, what you like and what resonates with you. And we have jewelry and we have picture frames and, you know, even just little vials if you're not a jewelry person or anything like that. And so there are quite a few options to hold on to the DNA of your pet or loved one. And then once you go through that process, you basically pick out your piece, your chain, the engraving, and then if you would like an extra preserve sample, that is an option on the website for just a small additional cost to just hold on to separate from your keepsake.
So where would I hold on to it? Because it's just a little bit of DNA. Where does it come in, a container?
Yes, it's a little amber vial that Dave basically goes through the whole process and he dries down the DNA. And then it's in the vial and it's not visible, but it is there. If you were ever to go back and rehydrate it, it remains stable for years and years and years. And so in that vial, you could just put in a safekeep box or on your shelf or as a reminder of your cat. Like I have one in a little printer's box that I hold on to as a reminder of him. And So it comes in a little amber vial. So there's an option to do that. And then also we would love to get a photo of your pet just to personalize it a little bit, but also for the certificate of authenticity, which will show how many nanograms of DNA we got, just like we did for Molly. And that's always fun because it varies, you know, depending on the cheek cell swab we get. And like I mentioned to you, it takes one nanogram to actually get the blueprint of your pet. So we were able to get 270 with Molly, which is exciting.
And I didn't even know how it would work, but cats are curious. They just chew. And I guess what I meant from ashes is if you have ashes only, and I talked about this earlier, but if it's in the vial, will that be affected by humidity or anything, or that's sealed? That is yours. It is not going anywhere.
Michelle, like, you know, ashes are just kind of, they could be sealed inside the jewelry, just as if we would put a liquid. We do usually provide DNA as a liquid in the products that we sell. Ashes are the same thing. They'll be okay. I don't think really there's going to be much that's going to grow and contaminate in there over time. Like they should be pretty stable and steady. Same thing with the DNA. So, you know, either option is viable. And the thing that we've also done is for a long-term preservation of DNA, that's why we're offering an extra sample for people just for long-term safekeeping. You can also dry the DNA down. And if the DNA would dry inside the jewelry over time, it's still in there and it's still stable. DNA is remarkably stable on a surface. It just needs to be, you know, rehydrated with water, and that sample could be used down the road, confirmed. And you know, some of these things, there could be testing done on them, right? We're not offering any testing. We're not providing any data with this. We're doing this for people's keepsakes and safekeeping. But, you know, you could do genetic testing on any of these samples down the road if you should want to. That's kind of one of the purposes of why we're doing this, is to hang on the sample from people in the generations before they pass on. So DNA is incredible, and we're using that. And it's also the life force. So that really is what separates it for us from the ashes. It's kind of more living and, you know, symbolic. And also, you know, there is still that the biology, the biochemistry of that versus ashes is more really kind of in the past.
Do you have any interesting stories, customer stories, where someone asked to be, I don't know, have you done elephant DNA or fish DNA? You never know.
Hope to someday. That would be great.
Yeah, so far we're more with people's conventional pets and things, but we're open to anything. Right now we can confirm the DNA from any mammal that we're working with, but we can go beyond that. It's just a matter of, for me, it would just be a matter of PCR primers to confirm what species. But, you know, people are just the dog and cat and horse market. The love, the community those people have is amazing. So that's where we're starting with this. But yeah, we take some interesting stories. I think the most fun stories are just people trying to collect the sample, right? As you mentioned with Molly, you know, she was chewing the stick. I know Stephanie had interesting stories trying to get Yeti sample too.
How was it with getting Stephanie with your cat Yeti to get a sample?
Oh, he was such a trooper because we had to do it multiple times just to run the process and make sure everything was right and accurate. And so he did it multiple times for us, and he was great. It's not easy, like you said. Sometimes they kind of balk at having a stick in their mouth, of course. But I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that I have this part of him. You know, as he gets older and, you know, he's hitting 13 this year, and you can just see him slowing down. And it's just a wonderful reminder, you know, that he'll always be with me. And that means so much. But we've got some incredible people we've been working with. And we recently did a horse extraction, which meant a lot to the young woman who sent in her sample. And you just, that's the beautiful part of this, is getting the stories behind the keepsake. And that's kind of what I love to do, is to get the stories of these pets who have made such a difference in people's lives. And so we're building that as well into our website, of just sharing the stories, talking about these people and these pets who have made such a difference. And that's what we hope to grow over time.
What is your most popular item? Is it the bracelets, the keepsakes, other keepsakes?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've sold picture frames have been popular because not a lot of people want to wear jewelry. And so the picture frame is really beautiful, and just seeing it on a shelf with the vial. So there is a vial in the picture frame that we fill with the DNA and engrave it. The infinity necklace has been popular. The necklaces have been really popular. I know Molly got a bracelet, and that was really fun to do.
If you don't mind, because I'm sure people are trying to picture it, and I know they can go to your website, and we'll mention that in just a moment. But in the bracelet, it's in like this tiny compartment that you wouldn't even know is there.
Right, right. And that's the fun part of it, of just, you know, it's there. And quite often I have necklaces, I have a bracelet. And sometimes, you know, when I'm out and about, I love to birdwatch in my free time, which is a new hobby of mine. And so when I'm out and about, I'll just kind of touch it and think, oh, you're here with me. And it really is just a beautiful physical feeling of, oh, I'm so glad you're here. And I was able to do it for my dad, which was kind of a miraculous story that I was able to get that from him. And so always just to have a part of him with me as he gets older, you know, and we face that. And so it really is just a meaningful thing to hold on to and to touch and to just keep and just remember. And that's our hope, is that we can just create a way to remember these people, these pets who have made such a difference.
It's such a special way to do that. How can people go ahead and do they go to your website and just start from that place? And then what is your website? Where can people find their own keepsake of DNA?
Yeah, totally. That's a great place to start. So it's dnaislove.com, just the way it sounds. And you can do some research on there. You know, we have the products there. You could see those things. But also, as Stephanie mentioned, we're really a lot more than that. We have a part that's called Life Stories with Steph. And really, she's an amazing storyteller. She's trying to capture people and pets' stories. And then we have a Science Corner part as well, where I try to help educate people on the DNA and the science. And a part I'm particularly fond of is a section we call Ask Dave, where people can ask their DNA questions to me and I'll respond back to them. So we want to make it a really interactive, fun process for people. And so that's the place to go to get started. And Michelle, I also wanted to kick back to one of your earlier questions. A good story is, you know, my daughter, we have a cat as well at home. And one of my daughters collected a few samples from her. We've done quite a number of all kinds of pets. But she thought it wouldn't work because she didn't really get a great collection. Phoebe is our cat, and she just kind of got it with her tongue and was playing around with the swab for a little bit, but it ended up working really well. So it's a really easy process for people to get those samples. It doesn't hurt the pet at all. By the time they're done being curious about it, you've already got their samples.
I thought, you know, cheek swab. And if you watch any, you know, TV stuff, you know how on cop shows or the lawyer, yeah, stick a thing in and cheek. And I thought, oh gosh, how am I going to do that? But no, it's like a stick. And Most dogs and cats are curious. So they just want to chew it, you know, or lick it and boom, you're done. So I was shocked at how easy it is. It's like, that's the easiest thing.
Yeah. We've got some mini swabs and then people actually literally break them off into the tube, which comes with the solution to help preserve the DNA. And we actually do the mailing. It's a three-way mailing. That's why it's a bit of a process. We first send you the collection kit, which is basically the swab and the tube and the instructions and a mailer. You send the tube with the swab broken off back to us at the lab. We do the processing, get it all turned around for you. Then we mail you your final product. So it is a three-way shipping thing, which we do include all the shipping in that and our pricing. But it's a process, but like, it's kind of like a holiday coming and a gift coming, because, you know, like you've kind of ordered it, but it does take a while because it is so special and so customized. I mean, but you know, you're going to hang on to that. It's custom engraved. It's got Molly's DNA in it, and you're going to hold on to it. You're going to love that. You're going to treasure that.
Of course. Well, Molly's about eight. She'll be eight soon. So hopefully she has a lot of life to her, but it's still nice to have that. It's always nice to have a piece of one. And I'm thinking, gosh, I wish I could, relatives that passed. Oh, I wish I had had that, you know, their DNA. And I wish, but, you know, going forward, I could do that going forward, you know, so I don't miss anyone. But it's a great idea. And I thank you so much for coming up with it, because it's a great way to have the ones that you love that are not with you, and just to bring peace to a lot of us. You know, you're missing your loved ones and they're with you. They're with you in a picture frame and a keepsake on your arm. So it's wonderful. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I did not have a chance to ask?
I think it really is just creating connection. And I think that's what Dave and I really started out with, of what we want more than anything else is just to provide people with the peace, the comfort of holding on to the one they love, and then really feel connected through science. And that's the cool part of it, of just, it's the heart and the science and bringing it together. And that's our hope.
Thank you so much, Stephanie and Dave, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about DNA is Love.
You're very welcome. Yes, thank you. Thanks. We appreciate it, Michelle.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. Thank you for listening to Best Bets for Pets. Thanks for everyone listening. Thank you to my guests, Stephanie and Dave of DNA is Love. What an amazing product. Thanks to Molly, who is my tester. She did a great job. And thanks to my amazing producer, Mark Winter, for making me and my guests sound amazing. And remember, keep listening, because you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.